Hey guys, I'm back. I don't know what's happening with Instagram. When I'm inviting a person, it's shutting down. So I'm back again. Welcome to the School of Rock Stars. We are going to meet another new guest on our show of Becoming Rock Stars. So he is a very special guest. He is from Army, US Army. He is a dreamer, visualizer, Army soldier. So I want to know more about his story, passion, his experiences, and all. Let's welcome him without late. I'm super excited. I just did one interview with Cyrus before 1 hour. Hi.
Hello. Hello, and I want to say hello to all the viewers and anybody else that are either watching us live or can be watching us on the
I'm hearing you, like a...
Hey, how about now? You hear me?
It's like a lot better.
Wow.
Because I'm getting a lot of disturbance also.
Oh, okay.
But now it's super fine.
Okay. Well, all right, how about now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm hearing my own voice.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
I don't either. And
or else, like, I will just cut you and I will join you again.
Okay.
Yeah, I will join. I don't know what's happened. Jonathan, can you please accept my request? Yes, he sent me a request. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah,
now it's good.
All right, now it's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Mommy, what's
up? How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm just happy to be able to, you know, to talk to you and actually like meet you like on camera instead of through Instagram messaging or whenever, like watching the stories. You're watching my stories, I'm watching your stories, messaging like back and forth and all that. But it's great to be here on live to meet you and then to say hi to all the viewers out there. All right.
And I found you on Lynn's story that I think you spoke with her. You did one podcast with her, and also a couple of days back I saw you on her story.
Yeah. It's because in fact I met Lynn through Botham Hawkins, and in fact I met.
Oh.
Yeah, I met Bo Hawkins back in, it was last year. Yeah, it was actually like a year ago, just to even like think about it. And because he actually had an event, and it had like one of the world's best fitness trainers that I actually had to meet. But then so that's how we met. So first I met Bo Hawkins, then I met Lynn. And then just like how it started, even like before, like I met you, just started following you, and then just started like sending, then connecting on Facebook, and then it's just been ever since.
Yes, and like I also following your stories that you're doing, like I don't know, yoga and stretches outside in the sun in the morning.
Yes.
And like, I would like to know more about your story. Are you kind of this confident person since your childhood?
I'm sorry.
Like, are you this kind of a confident person since your childhood?
Well, I mean, because I, my, as far as like, you know, how it became like how I am today. I mean, it just really wasn't like an overnight process. I mean, I had to actually start, you know, to start, you know, reaching outside of my comfort zone, because I used to, you know, to be like almost like the complete opposite, because with military life, in which like your first time live, which we couldn't really hear each other, with military life, you know, you're supposed to have discipline. You got to be, you know, a lot of people, you know, they just think that with the military, oh yeah, there's like this guy or this this woman that's in uniform. They have a gun. They have like they're armored up. They're deploying to Iraq. They're deploying to Afghanistan, Africa, basically wherever they need. And then with like how like we're, I mean just like with discipline. I mean, like with it's a bunch of standards that, you know, that we have to follow. We have to be, you know, or just like, or I should say like, well, you know, standards, but then also rules, and there's also policies, and there's also regulations, and a lot of it just you know, just because it's like we get so used to, you know, that little comfort zone, that little structure, and we just it just grows to be a part of it. So it's like we just, you know, it just becomes like the only world that that we can, we often just we just want to know, and that's the only thing that we do want to know. And so then when I started to reaching outside of my comfort zone and actually like just, you know, just to wander to learn instead of just being hard headed all the time and say, hey, well, why do I need to read a book? Why do I need to start studying like a successful people? Why do I need to even meet new people all the time, or be, you know, be willing to build like any kind of relationships? And I was like, what do you mean build relationships? What do you mean meet people? What do you mean go outside of the comfort zone? I mean, it's just, but once I actually started, started opening my mind a little bit more, and then even taking other jobs and even like doing other stuff that's completely outside of my own job, within the Army, you know, then, okay. I mean, it just makes a whole entire renewed perspective, because it's like you can understand things a lot better, and you can like look at it from like another new perspective, and it's like, hey, why didn't I think of that? Or, you know, like, or you know, I've actually like learned something from that person, and you know that they've even like learned something for me. So it's like, it's just I mean, to explain it, I mean, it's a little bit you know, a little bit difficult, because and even for me, to where I can, you know, it's like a, like, you know, say, hey, I'm excited, I really want to talk about that, but then sometimes I have to, like, up here, like, I have to make the words, rather than just and then try to stop myself from jumping around all the time, because it's like I can, like, because I don't want to lose you. It's like I want to give it to you. I want every single one of you, you know, to understand it. But when you know, but back to opening, you know, opening the mind, and then actually like just by going beyond the comfort zone. So say like, okay, well, I'm strictly in the office, I'm on the computer, I'm doing paperwork, I'm typing, I'm writing on the board, I'm designing charts or whatever, or updating reports. But then when I take myself out of the office and actually going outside for the, you know, for the change, and talking to and seeing like with other people. But then whenever I start to actually like take an interest in it, and it's like, hey, I mean, I was like, I actually have like newfound like respect. I mean, because it's like, if I see like a construction people, I really don't know anything about like the thing of like about building like a brick wall. I mean, yeah, I can like look easy, but then that doesn't mean I'm going to be like, what am I doing? What's this? What did I do wrong? But once you actually start like the bridging that kind of gap and actually going outside of the comfort zone, that's when you can find yourself like mentally connecting a little bit more. And you know, even as you open the mind, instead of just creating a disconnect, you actually create a connect. And then once you keep that going, and you know, so just like how it's just a chain reaction from there, like a link in the chain. Okay, I got this link in a chain, or I got that link in a chain, and next thing you can, I mean, it just goes, and it just really just proves that regardless of wherever we live or wherever we come from, and even like the evolvement of technology and even social media. And back then, when I first came to the military, I remember like a payphone, and I remember the old-fashioned paper envelopes and stamps before email, and way before Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever that's out there. and you know, I mean, because it's actually like brought like a lot of us together, like how we can like cherish memories.
Yes, connect.
We can actually connect, and it just realizes of how much alike that we are, although like we're different.
And like I would like to know how was your childhood, because what kind of a person you are in your childhood?
Well, you mean like how I became, or how it was like
what? Yeah, how you was and how you became, like how you went into military. What was that path you took to get into that?
Well, like a funny story about, you know, what took me to the military was, I thought that the uniform like was getting get all the girls. Yeah, but my father was in the military also. He was in the Air Force. Oh. And he retired in 93. That was around the time like when I graduated high school. Yes, I'm old, I know. And but I really didn't know like what else to do, because I was going to college, and I really didn't know what to do, because I had a job where I would to like, you know, one of those people that's like passing out the drinks and the popcorn like at a baseball game or something like that. Yeah, I was doing that, and then I was going to college, and I just really had like no direction. So I was just kind of figured, well, I mean, I'll join the military. And mind you, this is 1996. I mean, this is a long, long time ago. And then it's like it just pretty much just been that from there. I mean, of course, like I left the military twice, and then even like since I've joined the military, I mean, after I lived like a certain like lifestyle, I mean, ever since like the day I was born, and then when the day that I've even decided to either stick around in the military, I mean, because there had to be like something that they had to resonate within, like within me, and it just something to where I was. It really just taught me just like a lot of life lessons, which is what I use whenever it comes to, you know, to my leadership, you know, because I've had like a lot of leaders. All the only thing they want to do is just to be angry and just yell at you all the time. I mean, I understand the military is discipline and all that, but now it's like, okay, I actually want to leave, you know, my own kind of legacy and my own kind of impact, because that outlives you. I mean, even after you're gone, I mean, because it's like, and even seeing certain people like go far, like, and do things and all that, and even like win certain competitions, and I mean, just making me just feel, you know, just feel like so proud and like so satisfied. And then, I mean, not every single moment is going to be pleasant, because, I mean, because, you know, we go like, you know, so say like when you and me work together, as well as any of the viewers that's there. Hi, everybody, again. You know, because when we could be working together, I'm like, because there could be some things that, you know, we can disagree upon. And, you know, I may say or do things that you or you all may not like. And then even from what y'all can even do to me, or like we might not even share like the same visions. But then throughout all of the discord and the disconnect, I want to take it forward from creating more of a connection instead of like a disconnection. I just don't want to be that grumpy old person that's just like that'll even complain about even getting paid more. I mean, come on, we all love to get paid more, right? But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned, legacy, right? That's why I'm doing what I'm doing currently.
Exactly, because Warren Buffett. I mean, we all know he's worth like over $87 billion. He owns Berkshire Hathaway. JP Morgan and Chase. I mean, but just even like hear like his wisdom, like once you're actually like taking it in, because it's too easy to just press play like on a video or happen to be scrolling like on a social media feed and just happen to say, oh yeah, Warren Buffett says this or that. But then when you're actually like taking it in, he's actually like full of wisdom. And I was like, you know what? It's like a vision board for me, and which is why I, you know, but, I mean, but then, okay, what he actually said was like, you know, someone is sitting in the shade in the tree because somebody planted that seed to that tree a long time ago.
And like he has so much of wealth, but he lives a simple life. He loves to live that simple life.
Yeah, he does. I mean, because for those of you, I don't know if you or the viewers, if anybody has seen it yet, but his morning routine where he goes to McDonald's.
Yes, you know, I saw that video.
Yeah, $3. His wife only gave him $3.50, and it's like you're worth $87 billion. You could buy that McDonald's that you're going to, but you only have like $3.50. You get the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, which is you know, like popular breakfast item. And but then he has to get a cup of coffee. But then if he has like enough change left, then he'll be able to get a hash brown. I mean, but like just what the simplicity, you know, just like what you said, and being smart about it, and having like the wisdom, and that just proves why I've changed like my perspective is you cannot buy character, you cannot buy a good personality, you know, because anybody can give me like $1 million just smile, of course I'm going to be smiling big and all that. I don't care if my teeth are going to be sore, stiff, and even afterwards I'll feel like one of them contestants like at a beauty pageant or something. Yeah,
and we can't buy it, we should earn it.
Yes, exactly, because you know, because even from what I come across like in the military a long time ago is, you know, rank. You know, because there are some people that has like a very high level rank or very high level position, within you know leadership and in the military. I mean, yes, and like by the regulation, by policies, even rules, we have to talk to them in a respectful and professional manner and matter, and you know then. But then, okay, that's what's called customs and courtesies. Now, customs and courtesies, so like whenever like enlisted, whenever we see an officer, we're supposed to salute, or we're supposed to, you know, render like the proper respect, because it's, you know, it's part of tradition. It's how it's been. But whenever you have that good kind of character, that good kind of leadership, leaving that outlasting great impact and everything, that's what's gonna make all the difference. So the quote that I actually came across is rank may get you customs. If I can talk right, rank may get you customs and courtesies, but character may get you respect. In fact, I'll even type that too. Okay,
I got it.
Rank may get you. I'm typing, everybody. Customs.
Yeah.
And courtesies. I appreciate the like how the another cool technology is like that good you know, like that it corrects you like as you're typing. And
yes.
But character, I'm almost done. Character get you respect. There you go. All right. All right, so yeah, so no, so yes. I just thought it just type it, so that way like you, and you can get it, and you know, and everybody else can get it. But that's what I'm focused on. Ever since like I've actually like learned that, and you know, and then I've even come across leaders that just, you know, to where like, oh yeah, they like to know everything, they're always right. That means, I mean, because it's even wonder like, okay, have you ever even try anything new? Have you? I mean, there's got to be something that you know that you don't know. You know, that's what actually stuck with me, because I had those ungrateful leaders. I had those horrible bosses. I mean, just ridiculously mean and unsatisfied and unhappy. And it's even like, say, it'll start to even take the toll. But I was like, you know what? I want to do better than that. I want to do better than that. And just because like the boss did this, the boss did that, you know, like, and nobody liked it. Well, guess what? Okay, now that I can be the boss and all that, but okay, well then guess what? We're not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to, you know what? I don't know why he, she, they did it this way or did it that way. You know, that just even goes up with another quote is by when Steve Jobs, well, I mean, when Ashton Kutcher, when he played Steve Jobs, and we all know who Steve Jobs was. And because he says, you know, like when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is. And, you know, your life is to live your life inside the world, try not to get in too much trouble, get an education, get a job, make some money, have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you only realize just one simple thing. And that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. And, you know, ever since that, it's just been resonating. So I want to resonate. I want to resonate as I move forward, because, I mean, it's just, that's just my driving force. And even though, like, I got some people who just, the higher ups, they don't like that. I mean, okay, when that's fine. You don't have to like that, because company is going to be company, organization is going to be organization, a department is going to be department, a club is going to be a club, or a foundation or association. But it's like, in the end, you're just going to have you. And it just proves that that self care is actually like the best care, you know, and it's, yeah. So
yeah, like you mentioned Steve Jobs, right? Like, I saw that movie. I'm a very big fan of that movie.
Yes, and I have a cousin who works at Apple. You know,
awesome.
Yeah, he works at Apple. And And I even have another friend. He actually does like a lot of IT work and everything for Apple and all that. But but yeah, I mean, it's just because ever since I started opening my mind, just like whenever I started,
yes.
Just like how I said earlier, and how I became like who I was, was just because all I made was just one decision. And just stick with it. I mean, it's not going to be abracadabra, poof, whoa, check it out. Hey, look at me. And then I did one bicep curl, and then, well, I should be like a bodybuilder. No, I mean, it's not like that.
For the military people, like morning routine is really important. So yeah. What is your morning routine?
My morning routine is I always like to look for inspiration every day. I like listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone,
yes.
Les Brown, and even on Sundays, especially whenever I have the time. I haven't had time lately, but Oprah Winfrey, Super Soul Sunday, and
awesome.
Yeah, and I like watching those, or even like listening to those. And I'm a big fan of the audiobooks, and so because especially whenever I'm walking, whenever I'm out running errands, or I'm out driving, I can just. And again, with a wonderful technology like a Bluetooth, and just press play, zone out, because whenever it comes to like improving yourself, so self care is actually where it's at, because it's like, okay, well, I mean, I don't have time because I have to go punch back in, or I have to, but it's like, well, the work that you need to do just to even take care of yourself, that's work that. That's the most important work, you know, because instead of just concentrating on, okay, well, here the line is a little bit long at Starbucks or tea. I mean, yes, not so much like the coffee or the tea, or when's it going to be like your first break? I mean, yeah, they're cool, but are you going by from what the companies or what the bosses are saying, or what you're just going to be just along for the ride, or are you going to actually you know, so say like if I have a cut on my head, but then I can't do it until somebody either tells me to. No, I can't do that. I gotta get the Band-Aid, or just, you know, like hold it above my head, you know, hold it on my head, because hey, I have to, you know, to take care of myself. So self care is the best care, because
yes.
You know, because the haters are always gonna hate, and the adversity, I mean, which is, it's going to be inevitable. It's going to be obvious, and it's everywhere out there. So, you know, so because that's when you know, like with the environment, you're going to have to dig inward. You're going to have to dig in, inward, and you have to put in the work for yourself. You have to do the work for yourself. Okay, who cares about what they're saying and all that? Because it's like the actual toxicity. But then, I mean, yes, it's still toxic. Are you gonna just be like along for the ride, or you're gonna set yourself apart? You know, I mean, because that's my actual main thing.
What time you wake up and what you do until get into real work?
Well, I wake up very early in the morning. I get my workout in. So just like this morning, I posted on my. I went live, but then I also posted my 300 push-ups, and so I get up like early in the morning. It could be as early as 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, but the earliest I've ever been up was at 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like literally like in the middle of the night, and I went on a 16-mile run in the snow. But that's also mentorship for me, because whenever I'm pushing myself to the extreme, whenever I'm actually applying myself, that's like when you learn just that much more like about yourself, because it can actually humble you, and so it's one of those many life lessons to where if I'm going through the training for top honors, I mean, yes, everything is sore. I have a headache. I'm tired. I'm sick. It's also like a mental check to where it's like, hey, do I really want it? You know, have I dug deep enough? I mean, it's a head check, but then it's also,
yes,
it's also a heart check, you know, to where like, Do I really want this for myself? Well, then guess what? I mean, if you're not going to go after it, then you're never ever going to have it. You see, just like how, like, if you don't put in the work, then don't expect any of the kind of results, you know, that you're hoping for.
And when you lack confidence, how you gain your more confidence? Like, what are the things that you do to gain more confidence?
What I do for, you know, to gain more confidence is if there's a IG story, a Facebook story, or Facebook video, IG video, IGTV, or whatever, and or even looking through my DMs or even like the messages, I like to look at that again, or maybe like listen to it again. And all that, you know, because it can be easy as if you ask me or I'll ask you to do something, but then it's like busy. Sometimes we can just forget. Like, it's like, oh, okay, oh, that's right, like I forgot about it. Or yeah, I mean, but I like to keep myself in check, you know. But just if there's even a situation, of course I'll go for a walk, and I'll go cool off for a little bit, or if I find myself just getting overwhelmed, let me take a little step back, and just to get like my thinking, you know, back to peace and serenity, then I can regain the confidence, focusing like on the end result. Because I mean, I remember being picked on by conducting like an after action, or like after any kind of training event that happens, and whenever I'm asking for like a lot of feedback from people, and like the way I was doing it, I mean, I was reaching people, but then I had like one instructor, one facilitator, you know, that they just didn't like how I was talking and all that. But then I stayed focused. So step back, kind of refresh yourself, and then focus like on the results. So that's what I do to gain my confidence back.
And for the military soldiers or US person, like a Navy sales, the mindset it's the main thing that
yes.
that plays a key role. Like, how do you cultivate that warrior mindset?
Well, like the warrior mindset, I mean, it's because before wherever going to any kind of combat mission, of course, I've been to both Iraq and Afghanistan, and you know, to even have to deploy there, you know, and it's I mean, like the fear is there, the anticipation is there, and the uncertainty, you know, is like am I going to come back okay? Am I going to, you know, am I going to be alive? What am I? You know, what am I going to do? You experience like every single like one of those, you know, those emotions. And even like despite all the training, you know, that you go through and anything else that you do to get ready. And it's like, I mean, it's to where like there's with everything else that's going on, everything what they told you, it's like repetition over and over. And it's like, yeah, I got it. But then whenever you're going to go do it, guess what? Out the window.
But then, yeah.
But it's, I mean, even like with each and every like single mission that I've been on, I mean, and just what having to be away for, you know, for such a long time. I mean, it does make you be a lot more grateful, and it does teach you so like certain kind of lessons, you know, that can really make you in some ways, and in order for you to even grow, and I've even had to, you know, had to make a lot of sacrifices, you know, and even like as I've taken myself forward in life, I had to sacrifice like a lot of the toxic relationships. And
yes,
you know, and actually like will want to, you know, to go out, and then actually like you know, paying it forward, because it's like, because we always have a chance. We always have a chance to, you know, to bring forth the goodness, and to, you know, to leave out the badness. And, you know, we always want to keep the good, just out of like human nature. Who wants to keep the bad? None of us do. So yeah.
And like, what is the best lesson you learned through your whole experience in U.S. Army?
The best experience, which is, you know, which is a lot. I mean, it's a lot of experiences. I mean, you experience good times, bad times, happy times, sad times, sick times, funny times. For anybody to even like join the military or even like get sworn into office, you know, we have to like, you know, please raise your right arm, or, you know, like your right hand, and repeat after me, or even like an oath of office for anybody to be sworn in as judge, or even like as any of those certain distinguished levels within the government. You know, we have to basically like exceed everybody's like expectations. See, I want to help change the world. You know, just like, I don't know if you ever saw Navy SEAL Admiral McRaven when he spoke at UT Arlington. Have you seen that?
Like with the white dress and all.
Yeah, you know, with the, you know, because,
yes.
Yeah, because he
I didn't, yeah, I didn't remember the name, but I saw, like, he speaks about making the bed.
Yeah, making the bed. Yeah.
Yes, it's very popular.
Yeah, because that's what he summed up, like, what the life lessons, you know, from what he's learned. And so, like, any kind of life lessons, you know, like, I always wanted, you know, to bring that forward, you know, to actually pay it forward. Because the world is investing, you know, for people like me, and then, you know, but then, okay, why mess that up? I want to make that better, and because if anybody that, you know, that's going to appreciate or thank me for my service, okay, I thank you for, you know, for like for you and all the other viewers out there for all of their support and all that. But then guess what? I'm on a mission, you know, just to you know, to make it better, because. In which I'm only one person versus how many other hundreds of thousands, the totals, I don't know off the top of my head how many people that are serving in the military. But I want to be like one of the good people that's gonna actually take it forward in every good way.
And I also follow Jocko Willink, Navy SEAL.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, Jocko, yeah. And David Goggins.
Yeah, and he was Jocko, from what I heard, he was Chris Kyle's commander, and Chris Kyle, you know, we all know he's one of the world's greatest snipers, you know, I like listening to his podcast too, you know, so any chance I get to learn, you know, because that's how you know, you want to improve yourself, be willing to learn. You want to improve yourself, be a little bit more open-minded rather than just going off of, well, it's just the way it's always been, or it's just the way it is,
yeah.
Or you know, this you know, like that's just how it goes. No, I mean, like better, which means us are going for the better. Then even from another quote is, change nothing, nothing changes then. So
yes. And when I'm cooking also, I make myself listen to podcast interviews.
Yes.
Yes. Because I get, I don't have that opportunity to meet them, but I have that opportunity to listen their experience through podcasts and interviews and learn from it.
Yes. You know, so which is, you know, cause just by looking at your IG feed and all that. And for even like all of your followers, you know, it's right up there. Well, I can't point to your screen, but it says the School of Rockstars, and even with me, which is like my name just shortened a little bit. But I mean, but I've just by networking, just by putting myself out there, like in every single kind of good way. Look how much more connections I was like, you know what I say? I'm really liking this. You know, and even for like the like here, like on Instagram, we have the Army Fresh and the Military Fresh Network. I mean, yes, even though like we are wearing the uniform, but guess what? I'm still me. You're still you. And you know, and then how people to where like, okay, well, military, we're supposed to be all just, you know, just disciplined, you know, not
yes.
You know, it's all kind of hard, no, like, you know, hardcore, you know, like, and doing our smiles, like, no, it's like, no, we don't smile. No, I mean, but. Because it's like, okay, well, guess what? You still have a brain. You still have a heart. You know, like, and just like human nature, if something's funny, of course we're gonna laugh. And if something's sad, of course we're gonna feel sad. Or whenever we receive bad customer service, of course, like, you know, we're not gonna, you know, like, of course it's gonna be all negative. I mean, but when I, you know, like, because when I even heard the words from when I was studying. When I was watching a video of this one fitness trainer, and you know, he said, you know, because he reflected on the story when he was struggling, and he actually started crying, because then like the CEO asked everybody just to leave out of the conference room, and you know, said, hey, you know, what's wrong? And he's just, and the CEO actually told him, he says, that's why I hired you, you know, just be you, that's all I need, the first steps, like just even out of the comfort zone, it hurts at first. It really hurts, but
yes,
you know, and it's because, and you know, or even like whenever like we fail at something, of course it's going to be like discouraging or it's just saddening, especially like when you work so hard, but then like it does teach you like certain kinds of lessons, and I've even seen the kind of impact, like when I used to be such a negative person all the time and just not really want to talk to anybody, not just want to isolate myself. And but then the kind of leadership mistakes that I made, how I treated my troops and everything so harshly. And, you know, it's like just even like reflect on that. It was like, what was I, you know, what was, I don't know why I said that, or like, you know, whenever that they see how successful that they are now, and it's like I was so wrong about you, and you know, but yeah, you know, because that was like a life lesson to where, you know, turn over, new page, and
And like sometimes we feel like we did so much and we want to take rest. We want to seek like a comfort. But it takes time to get into that work zone sometimes. Like it's hard because we are used to that comfort. Like how you retrain your mind during that zone?
Well, ever since I changed my mindset, I just kept going. I mean, sometimes there are times when I was like, why, what's this is just wasted effort. This is just a waste of time. What's the purpose of this? And, but then when you have a why, you know, you have a why.
Yes.
Yeah. Because when you have a why, like your why is going to keep, you know, is going to keep you going.
Keep you going. And, yes.
And even from when, you know, from when, yeah, I mean, it's just, because like not every single workout session, not every single good workout of mine has been good. There are some workouts when I really didn't feel like doing it. I'm tired. Or whatever I went through, like, you know, today or whatever I went through earlier or what I have been going through. And it's like, but then like when I just kept going, you know, just kept going. And, you know, that's the only way to even get anywhere. It's like, if you just, you know, just keep going. So, yeah.
Yes. Like, you mentioned why, right? So there is a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek.
So Simon Sinek?
Yes, Simon Sinek.
Yeah. He's another good one too. I'm actually happy like you brought him up he's another great one. So, you know, so just yeah. By, you know, just by like start the studying like a successful people, that's where like all the inspiration, everything comes from. Even from when I went to like the House of Blues, and it was in Dallas, and I was actually at one of those mastermind events. And I mean, I actually didn't attend an event. It was like somebody I knew, he actually went to an event. Because the ticket was like tickets was like $250 that obviously didn't have the money for, but it was I just happened to like show up there and you know just look for him. I didn't have his number, so I kept on Facebook messaging him and kind of like looking around, like walking around, like where is he? But then like outside, I see like import cars and just like customized high end people. And then, sitting at a table with like a bunch of six figure, seven figure earners, and eating like buffalo shrimp, and all that, and French fries. But then I was like, I really need to learn, because just to like sit there and just like listen to like a lot of their conversations and all that, I really found it like very fulfilling, you know what I mean? And see that's what I just need all the time, because when you have that kind of environment, and you know, it's just like, I was like, yeah, I like this. It can actually provide that spark to the flame, set you on fire and all that. And yeah. Just yeah, you know, and so, you know, so that, so that's
hello
that, hello
yeah yeah
okay yeah so you know so so that that that's the that that's just a, you know, just what it takes. And that's how you can get kick back into gear, or like, you know, whatever you thought of, it's like, yeah, that's right, yeah, here, matter of fact, you know, because it's like the vision can be renewed, or the perspective can be renewed. So that's what I do every day. Yes.
Awesome. Like, what, in your opinion, what are the behaviors that will lead to failure?
Behaviors that will lead to failure is like doubt, you know, because there are some times where I still doubt myself, to where like, okay, I don't know about this, or, whenever I post like this picture, oh, I don't like this. It's not going to get enough likes. It's not going to get enough comments. It's not going to get any shares. I don't know about sending this message, I'm going to look silly or look stupid or whatever. But I mean, but it's like, because whenever you take that, you know, take that first step. Yeah. I mean, that's what's going to make all that difference.
Failure.
Yeah.
Okay. And like when I started doing these interviews, in the first, I don't have that confidence. I feel like my mind is filled with all insecurities and fears. But I want to do something big. I want to create an impact.
Yeah.
Yes. Then I started listening to motivational speakers, like their videos, their podcast. Every day I used to listen. And I'm continuing daily now also. I listen to Gary Vee, Mel Robbins, Simon Sinek, Jay Shetty, all these people.
Oh, Jay Shetty. Yeah, that is like another good one because he really does post a lot. And there's another guy,
yes.
Trent Shelton.
I don't know, but Tim Ferriss.
Tim Ferriss, yeah.
Yeah, Tim Ferriss and Tom Bilyeu. He is one of the best interviewer.
Yeah, Tony Robbins
and
also.
Tony Robbins, Evan Carmichael. I got these kind of connections through him, Evan Carmichael. By following him, I got to connect with all these Believe Nation community.
Yes, exactly. And I'll say that because that's the kind of environment that we all need. And it's keeping your right kind of circle. And so when I was small, because I used to daydream a lot and in school because according to the education system I had a learning disability. I mean, but it's where everybody learns differently and whenever I keep dreaming and all that because it's like, okay, well then, you know, well then guess what? I'm going to keep dreaming. How was it that I was able to transform my life? How was I able to learn that much more about myself? And then looking how it was back then, and looking at how I am now, and it's like, I still have that wow factor, and it's like,
yes,
yeah, you know. But then it just throughout the whole process, life lessons, life lessons.
And I also have that wow factor because when I started doing these interviews, I'm afraid of listening to my own voice. I don't like that voice. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's weird for all of us because whenever I watch myself on camera, or even whenever I'll watch this, this replay. If it gets posted, because it's going to be on the IG feed for 24 hours or so. But then, yes, it even feels weird for me to where, why do I keep doing that? Or even whenever I'm watching, because whenever I started social media, my camera skills were horrible. But then now it's I still find myself to looking around too much, saying too much, and it's like stop doing that. But then whenever I'm watching certain kinds of people, it's like, how are they able to do it on camera? Even those vloggers on YouTube and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, but I think you sound good. I think you sound good.
Yeah, but when I start, it's not a one night. Work. I am doing it from last 7 months, 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
When I watched my first video that I put on Instagram, I said just believe, be confident, two, three words.
Yes. I've actually watched quite a few of your videos, and I was like, hey, I like that, School of Rock Stars. All right. So yeah. And when I was on Live on video with Lynn Scrafton, known as Flame Lioness. Scroll,
yes,
and then when I watched the video, I was even curious, who are you, and then when I watched the first video and even the second video, I was like, okay, yeah.
Because why I named it as School of Rock Stars means my name is Revati, so the meaning of the name is star.
Star. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey. So I want to. Yeah, I want to become that rock. I want to get that qualities from rock, like the Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson. In fact, he's a, like, I like his success story too, because it's like we're you know, because he started $7 productions, or $7 productions.
Yes.
Because that's how he started, was $7. And he says that he never ever wants to forget that feeling, $7. And he said that that's what keeps him, you know, focused and working hard and thankful and all that. And, you know, then, I mean, because he's well beyond $7 now. I mean,
he is like more.
Yeah.
And I also feel that in every craft, in every, like, if for example, if you take YouTube, Alan Carmichael is one of the rock star, I feel like, because he's the best. He's doing the best, and he's putting out his 100% every single day.
Yes.
So that's why I feel like he's the rock star of YouTube. So I want to communicate with all the Build Nation community, or all the people.
Yes.
So, yes, that's how I started.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Next month, in fact, January 9th, it's obviously going to be 2019, it'll be 20 years in the military for me.
Oh, awesome.
20 years. So,
awesome.
And I mean, I know I don't look like it, because, I know I don't look like I've been serving this long. I'll put you this way, I still get carded.
So, like, are you still in military, or you came out of it?
Yeah, so I'm still in. Yeah, I'm still serving, still serving. In fact, I'll be reaching my official 20 years next month.
Awesome. And during those military periods, how you adapt your training when you are in road, because you travel a lot, right?
It may seem like that, you know, because whenever I do get to, you know, to do stuff like and go places, that's only whenever I can. I'm not traveling all the time. I love to travel all the time. Whenever I'm there, I always like to take in the sights and go eat some of the food, dig into the culture and everything, meet the people, see how it is. You know, it's all part of what? Opening the mind, you know, looking at it. Because it's a big world. You know, it's just a whole big world out there. I love to travel, and I love to actually, it's a lot more than just, checking through TSA, board your plane, take off, fly, and land, get your baggage, and get an Uber or Lyft or like a ride or a taxi to the hotel. I mean, it's a lot more than that, because when you're actually taking it in and everything. So, I mean, I understand, like, it may seem like I do travel.
Travel.
Which I have, you know, throughout the years, you know, like in the military. I mean, but it's like I've just grown to have such a love for it. And that just means, hey, go out, do stuff, you know? You know, and it's, you know, since you're here, hey, why not this? Why not that? So it's like, instead of just military all the time and want to stay within the military compounds, no, you actually, you know, like go out and do stuff, because they said that's when you learn just that much more, you know?
And during your military period, you miss your family, you will be away from your family for so many years.
It's never easy. It's never
you remember the family memories and the times that you spend with them. Like, how do you keep yourself strong when you get those?
Well, it can be like just doing whatever I need to do every day. Just knowing that I'm just that much closer of just getting home. And I know that there's gonna be a lot of times to where, like, from a personal standpoint, I really don't want to do it, or I'm more than happy to do it. But then overall, it's like, you know, what choice do I have? I mean, it's not easy. I mean, it's really not easy, because it's like, I remember when, like, these two, a husband and wife, they're both helicopter pilots, and they're both deployed to Iraq, and they had to miss their twin son's high school graduation because, it's still heartbreaking. I mean, I'm not to be honest, because it's like, you know, because I've spent a birthday deployed, I spent a holiday season deployed. I mean, it's still hard. I mean, it's still hard. But then knowing, you know, like, knowing that that I'm doing, like, what I need to do, you know, to provide and to actually be more forward, you know, onward, you know, to the future, you know, onward and upward, you know.
And, like, how do you turn your weakness into strength?
How do I do my weakness into strength? Well,
yeah.
Well, you know, since we all have, you know, we all have weak spots, we all have our shortcomings, we all have our like that, the apps, we all have our bug fixes and performance improvements, but, or like this version software is better, but it does come, I always like to start it with accepting, you know, because, because there are some people like, you know, like, there are some people, like, and I've actually worked with people to where they have the attitude, like, oh, I'm never wrong, I'm always right, I know everything.
Yes.
But then, like, whenever it comes to them, whenever they make an error or discrepancy or, like, a mistake, but then it's like, okay, it's like they don't want to accept it, they don't want to admit it. So that's because whenever it becomes, like, any kind of weakness, is as far as developing them into strengths, you know, weakness into strengths, or working, you have to even work on it. First off is accepting it. You know,
okay.
And you know, and even like a staying humble to it, and it's just then like what I do to, you know, is like one thing that can scare me, it's like how that even acronym goes: forget everything and run, or face
yes,
you know, and rise. Because I mean, I remember when I had to, you know, to rappel for the first time. I mean, yeah, like on video and on pictures, I was like, oh, this is gonna be so cool. But then, like, once I'm actually, like, over that ledge and, like, looking down, and I'm just like, wow, you know. But then, once I actually went through it, and I was like, oh, it was actually fun. I mean, it's like, or it wasn't really even all that bad. I mean. And then, you know, but yeah. Then, I mean, because anything outside of your own comfort zone, it always scares you at first.
Yeah, Jonathan, it's going to end. We can join in, like, it's going to end in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm back. It's a great interview talking to a U.S. Navy soldier. So waiting for Jonathan. So hi Jonathan, can you please join me so that I can thank you? Jonathan. Hey Jonathan, can you join me? Yes, he's here.
Yes.
It ended because we already talked, like, spoke for 1 hour.
Oh, okay. Yes. Let me see, because I actually like that, because whenever, especially like whenever something's so good, you know. But then
yes,
say, you know,
I forgot that we spoke for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Hey, like,
Yeah, hey, let me get like a smile, like a real quick, because I'm going to post this in my stories, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Ready? I just took a screenshot. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, what is your last message to the audience? Like,
my last what to the audience? My what?
Last message, like a last.
Well, like the last message, you know, that I like to, I always like to say is, be great in all that you do. Nothing else pays. We know, because whenever in order to be great, you got to go outside. You got to go outside your comfort zone, and you have to go beyond. And every day you have to be grateful. Always learn. And always be thankful. Go outside your comfort zone. I said that already, right? Yeah. And
we have to do it two times.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but yes. I mean, because because or even like with the Les Brown. I keep rambling on the way. Which another camera skill I need to work on is, you know, Les Brown. You have greatness within you. I'd rather hear Les Brown say that to all of us, because we all need to hear it. But hey, you know, like, you have greatness, you know, and don't let anybody sell you short. Don't let anybody say no, you don't. Don't let anybody say it's like, no, you don't have what it takes. You're not smart enough. You're not in shape enough. You're not fit enough. You're not good enough. Whatever, you know, I'll come across this. In fact, I'll type it. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I also like there is a one movie scene in. Did you watch The Pursuit of Happiness? Will Smith.
Yeah, The Pursuit
movie?
Of Happiness. Yeah, it's an actual. It's an actual like true story of Chris.
Yes,
Will
Chris.
Smith,
yes.
Yeah, well, Will Smith. You know, Will Smith actually played him. In fact, Will Smith was actually inspired by his story, so that's why for him to come like to like a San Francisco, like a stockbroker, he saw that Lamborghini or that Ferrari, and he actually come out. He's like, hey, what do you do? You know, like, what is it that you do?
Yes.
And then, whatever he did, he just, you know, just went for it. And even from the interview to where like, okay, like this man, he was hired. He had like no shirt on, but we hired him. What was wrong? And he's all like, he still had paint on him. From when he had paint, and he's like, he must have had on some really nice pants.
Yeah.
I mean, but for anybody who hasn't seen The Pursuit of Happiness, they really do like need to watch it, because it's like, because Chris Gardner, I mean, he even says, when I actually watched like a Chris Gardner video, he says, when you have to, you know, for your success, you got to commit to Plan A. Plan B sucks.
Yes,
and he says that there should be no Plan B, you know, for Plan A. So like in life, we're like in our quest for our Plan A or Plan A's, you know, probably many Plan A's, and so we just have to keep going, figuring out that Plan A's. And even also to where like whenever we're sad, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're looking down or we're, but then I remember whenever I heard, you know, like, you know, whenever we're looking down, dreams don't live down there, you know? Yeah.
And like, there is a movie, like in one of the scene, the Will Smith says to his son, like, don't let anybody tell you, you can't do it. You can't do something.
Yes, exactly. You know, because there are some people like to where, okay, there you go. I just typed it. It's like, yes, because ever since I came across this, we'll let screen okay. go back.
The box you tried to put me in was just a blind spot to your vision.
Yeah, exactly. Because whenever I get these, whenever I get those negative performance reviews or my performance for what I've been doing in my military duties was so bad and all that. But then, yeah, and then whenever anybody that's going to try and put limits on you, that means they want you to have their limits. You see what I'm saying? Because
yes.
It's like, because like their vision is so it's like so small.
So know, small, where, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but then it's like, it's only just, you know, to just what they know, you know?
And like I always learn from others, like say, they say, think big, but test it small, try small.
Exactly. Because
Yes.
it's like, you know, because you know, like a, say like somebody who's never ever ran before, that doesn't mean that they can just, let me just go run marathon right now. No, you got to work at it, you know, because
Yes.
you have to condition yourself. You have to condition your body. You have to condition your mind. And you have to, yeah, obviously you have to condition like your muscles, and especially like it's going to involve like a lot of changes, because like whatever foods that you used to eat all the time, that we once thought was healthy. Well, then guess what? I mean, a lot of that has to change. Or we never really used to drink water. Like say, like if I can hate water, I dislike water. I don't like how it tastes. It's there's no flavor. Or but then like whenever it comes to whenever I have to drink water, I have to drink water, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you, Jonathan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, too.
I'm so grateful to you for speaking to me and giving me opportunity to talk to you.
Oh, it's, I was, I'm anytime, and any place, okay? And it's,
yeah.
And
thank you. Thank you so much. Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you, Jonathan. I'm so grateful to you for telling your story, your experiences in U.S. military. And it's like a life lessons. You have to learn from it. Thank you, Nandu. Thank you, Nani. Thank you, Rajiv. Thank you, Chendu. Thank you, each and everyone, for joining me. Thank you so much. Love you. Love you all. Bye.